Anne-Marie, thank you for being with us this afternoon.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
So let's talk then about your background, first of all. What led you to write the book?
Well, the book has been, it's taken 5 years in the making. And really, it's based on my own childhood adversity. That's the clientele that I support. It's through their emotional beliefs, their negative imprinting, the challenges that they faced, the strengths that have got them through. And really, it's kind of a look back at my path and where that could have led, which would have been somewhere quite different to what it is now if I hadn't adopted the right mindset. So it's really helping people understand that even though they might feel stuck, they may even feel broken or even damaged, that there is always a way through and a way out. And whatever kind of life you do dream about or you desire, you can create that through adopting certain skills.
And maybe you could share with us just a couple of pointers, maybe not all seven, maybe give us two of those signposting that could enable us to, you know, get out of that moment of struggling or maybe a particular situation.
Absolutely. First of all, one of the biggest things, your mind is like a computer. It acts like a satellite navigation system. So rather than allowing your mind to or your life to just drift aimlessly, like a leaf being blown around in the wind, having no direction, it's really important that you try and have a focal point on where you would like your life to be. Some people can find that hard, especially if they are in so much chaos and turmoil. Some people find that even that is difficult for some people. So if you can't dream big or visualize what you want your life to look like, just ask yourself, how do you want to feel every day when you wake up? And try and connect to that feeling and just allow that feeling, even if it's just for 30 seconds, just allow the feeling that you want to have in your life wash over your body and start to you just feel those emotions, because it's an emotion that everybody is driven towards feeling, whether it's we want the ideal relationship, whether it's we want the big house or whatever our dreams are. Those dreams are always driven by an emotional desire. So ask yourself, what is it that you want to feel? And allow yourself to have those feelings now. And then your brain will start to do more of that for you. It will start to direct you in a way that helps you get to that feeling again. Does that make sense?
Sure. And then lead on for us with tip two.
Tip two, okay. Tip two would just be to understand that we are all human. If you can find somebody that you consider brave, courageous, has been through the mill, you know, has bounced back again with resilience, has gone on to achieve greater things. There are so many people out there that we know have had adversity and they've bounced back to come back even stronger. It's called resilience and grit. And that's what you want to cultivate in yourself. But just know that we are all human. We're all the same. So if somebody else can do what you want to do, if somebody else has done the thing that you want, even if it's just overcome a severe challenge, then just know that you can do it too. So it's having that self-belief. It is possible, and it's possible for you too.
And that's good if you... We've all got people in our lives, haven't we, as you say, Anne-Marie, to kind of look to if they've been through something that you know, you aspire and admire them. What does your book teach people to do on the bigger scale then?
Well, really, it's a book that really encompasses my holistic coaching program. So I train people now to become holistic and spiritual life coaches so people can use this method to coach their own clients. But so the book really is a self-coaching tool. So it's great for people who are already coaches or therapists or practitioners, or you can pick up the book yourself and you can go through all of the activities and exercises that really help you go back, peel back the layers from your early childhood to your teenage years, to your first, you know, heartbreak and beyond, to really help you see yourself from a higher perspective. It basically shows you who you are, why you are the way you are, and how you can change that to blossom into the person you want to be by changing the way you think and feel about yourself.
And what about, Anne-Marie, then, the reality of day-to-day life when we've got to cope with anxiety, stuff that are thrown at us in life and issues that make everyday life difficult? With the book, it's an aid, isn't it, to give us hints and tips. But what is your advice?
I would say we all kind of experience the same. We can all experience the same situation very differently, and that's based on how we interpret the world and trauma or adversity. So, you know, overcoming things is a very personal experience. And like, for instance, when addiction recovery, etc., they find that they are able to overcome their deep addiction through the 12 steps program. The 12 steps program, the fundamental basics to that is believing in a higher power. It's handing things over sometimes that we just can't figure out ourselves. So quite often anxiety is brought on by somebody desperately searching to find an answer to their problem. And sometimes those answers just can't be found. And we end up on this hamster wheel of thoughts that we can't get off. And we end up just feeling like a prisoner of our own mind. So if you can find some way, whether it's through meditation, mindfulness, going into nature, something that helps you switch off that mind chatter that can keep you a prisoner, if you can just tap into something, whether you call it a higher power or whatever your belief system is, it's not religious belief system, it's just something that you can throw it over to and just kind of ask to be shown the way out or the solution to the problem you're facing. It's like handing it over and trusting that the universe has your back, which is a famous saying.
And it sounds a wonderful starting block with the 7-step guide. The book is called Alchemy for the Soul. Where can we get hold of it, Anne-Marie?
It's going to be on Amazon at the end of the month, so October 31st. That's the launch date, and you'll be able to find it on Amazon. And of course, you can find my academy, Soul Awakening Academy. It will be on there, or even come along to a workshop or a course.
Just to find out more. And before we say to Rather, give us one top tip to protect our mental health.
One top tip, I would say it's the feeling state. It really is the feeling state. It's just coming into the body. It's, you know, we live in this mind reality. And like I say, that hamster wheel metaphor, that hamster who is spending so much energy traveling, but actually getting nowhere, only to get off at the place it started, feeling like a prisoner, trapped. If you can just get out of your head just for 30 seconds while you're brushing your teeth and tune into the body and cultivate that feeling that you want to experience more of, happiness, joy, peace, love, just welcome that into your body and focus on that.
Wonderful. Going to leave it there. But my thanks to author and coach there, Anne-Marie Meyers. Her book, Alchemy for the Soul, a 7-step guide to help you and I with maybe lacking in confidence, focusing a bit more and having a bit more direction in life. The book is out now and you can get it from, as our author said there, from the good Amazon, that's the word. Yes, I was just searching there for those words and leading me for Alchemy for the Soul. If you're interested, then find out more.